Over the next few weeks, I'd like to gradually introduce the various aspects of Ajahn Mahachachai's metta meditation, and particularly to go through it somewhat systematically. And so for this week, I'd like to start out with the practice which Ajahn Chachai always teaches as the foundation for metta, and actually the foundation for all kinds of meditation, and that is the simple practice of mindful awareness. So this practice of mindful awareness is fundamental to or Buddhist meditation, and is done in various ways in the different traditions. And so the different techniques, like the Zen kind of just sitting technique, or the Mahasi technique, or Goenka, or Ajahn Brahm's silent awareness of the present moment, and so on. These are all different ways of doing much the same thing, which is just to be mindful, be aware of what's happening in the present moment. So the particular technique that Ajahn Chachai uses is not based on a meditation object as such. For the technique he uses for doing mindful awareness, not based on a meditation object, but instead uses the practice of what he calls Jipin Glan, which means the mind in the middle. And so that means a mind which just watches and is aware, is awake. Of course, it's not easy to maintain this mind in the middle, and so to help that, he recommends the use of noting. And so just to just to make a mental note of things that are happening as they're happening. And this is just a simple way of bringing the mind into the present moment, and of connecting, you know, for a little bit longer. Normally, if you hear something, then you hear it and you're away from it an instant later. Whereas using the noting technique, if you note hearing, then at least you've got a couple of seconds while you're paying attention to it. So that's already slowed your awareness down, the shifts in awareness down, and it also means that that you've brought to attention the fact that you are hearing, rather than being caught up in the hearing itself. So it has a distancing effect. So this noting technique can be useful. So let's do, for the next 20 minutes or so, let's do this practice of mindful awareness of the present moment. Sitting quietly. not worrying about the past, not running off to the future. With a mind that's settled and centered, grounded in the present moment. Noticing the feeling of the seat, the cool touch of the air, the texture of the cloth on the skin. whatever sounds you can hear is just sound. Note that, hearing. Whatever we can feel inside the body, it's just a touch. And just note that, touch. When any thoughts arise in the mind, just note them, thinking. Memories, images. Feelings. Just note them. Feelings. And then watch closely, carefully at that space between the thoughts. Now coming near the end of the meditation. Before we finish, taking just a minute to reflect on the meditation we've just done together, inquiring into cause and effect. Why is my mind like this? Why is my mind like that? What's been changing it? How was I impacted by the different kinds of sensations, sense input, thoughts, memories? How did they affect me? And how does my mind now compare to how it was at the start of the meditation? And finally, we can dedicate the merit of our practice. May all beings be happy. May all beings be well. May all beings rejoice in the merit that we've made through our practice. May all beings finally realize Nibbana. Sahaja.